Well, the sun is finally out and Friday's almost here, so it's time for Radio Boston's Thursday ritual, our weekend arts picks. Joining us now to give us hers is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at the Weekly Dig. Welcome back, Hillary.
Hello.
So, Hillary, what's your first pick?
My first pick is Stornoway on Saturday night, May 28th at the Brighton Music Hall. I absolutely love this band. I saw them at TT the Bears back in December, and I've had Beachcomber's Window, their latest album. It's been on repeat ever since, and yeah, this is my favorite track off of it. It's called Zorbing, and I think we got a little bit to listen to, yeah?
Send my body out to work, but leave my senses in orbit over Southeast London.
So based on that sound and the fact that they're mentioning Southeast London, I gather that they're an English indie rock band?
They are indeed indie folky rock stars, and I'm a huge Anglophile, and they sing about balls rolling down hills and related to love somehow. So for me, it's a win-win.
So that's the English indie rock band Stornoway. It sounds like a really great show, Hillary. But if I can, I'm going to sneak in one of my picks here.
Absolutely.
This is a performance. It's by the Either Orchestra, and they're actually one of the mainstays of the Boston jazz scene. They're playing at Scholars tonight, and there's a really interesting story about their recent tour to Ethiopia, of all places. They were inspired by the music of Nursiz Nalbandian, that's an Armenian band leader, who was the primary arranger from the 1930s to the 1970s. Let's listen to a little bit of that music. So, Hillary, that's actually archival tape of the Haile Selassie National Theater Orchestra playing a Nursiz Nalbandian tune called Yene Hasab. But you can actually hear the Either Orchestra playing some of the highlights from that arrangement tonight at Scholars in Boston. So that was my first pick.
Sounds rad.
What's your second one, Hillary?
My second is Justin Vivian Bond at Club Oberon tonight, actually. And Justin is going to be performing Dendrophile, which is his latest and first solo release. And most people know Justin because he was half of the epic cabaret act Kiki and Herb. But Justin's breaking out on their own. And I had a great conversation with him this week. And I think the best way to describe Dendrophile is to quote Justin, where he says, "It's not nature versus nurture, but nurturing your nature." And that's how he feels about his latest labor of love.
That sounds really cool, Hillary. And I understand that you brought a little bit of tape with you of Justin Vivian Bond.
I did. Here's a sneak peek at Dendrophile.
Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. The queens and the hustlers of the red light zones never did desert me.
So that song is Justin Vivian Bond's cover of The Golden Age of Hustlers from Bond's album Dendrophile. And when is this performance again?
This is tonight at Club Oberon in Harvard Square.
All right, Hillary, I'm going to actually save my last pick for the end. So what's your last one?
Mine is definitely not for the squeamish under any circumstances. I think the title says it all. The film that is debuting at Kendall tomorrow night, the 27th, is The Hobo with a Shotgun. I think that's pretty much describes it. It's basically a slashy, gushy, grindhousey flick, and it played at the Boston Underground Film Festival back in April, and it was one of the main attractions there. But I'm personally a huge fan of Grindhouse Revival and Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez. This totally falls in line with that. So, you know, if you can't really deal with blood, guts, and gore, don't go out. Just don't do it. Stay home. I don't know. Go see a chick flick this weekend, but don't check out that.
I have to say, I don't quite have the stomach for blood, guts, and gore. But on the other hand, you've got my attention here. And we actually have a clip from the actual film Hobo with a Shotgun. And in it, the main character is looking into a window of a hospital nursery, gazing at beautifully bundled newborns.
People look at you and think of how wonderful your future will be. They want you to be something special, like a doctor or a lawyer.
That's kind of freaking me out, Hillary.
Yeah, that's normal. By normal, I mean not at all.
So when is it playing again?
This is one of the indie flicks opening at the Kendall Square Cinema tomorrow night, Friday the 27th.
I'm sure a lot of fans will definitely be going to that. Well, if I can, I want to sneak in my last pick here now, if that's
all
right.
You got it.
Okay, well, it comes as a form of a shout-out to actually one of our own Radio Boston interns, Amory Sievertson. She is a great intern by day, and by night she is actually a phenomenal singer-songwriter. She calls her music a little folk rock, ghetto tech, indie, and she's making her Downstairs at the Middle East debut this weekend on Saturday night at 9 p.m. She's super talented, and we wish her the best of luck. So here's a track from Amory Sievertson. It's called Dolly Says Yes. So if you like Radio Boston and you think the show sounds good, it's because we've got talented people like that working behind the scenes. That's Amory Sivertson singing Dolly Says Yes. She's going to be at the Middle East Downstairs on Saturday night. Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at the Weekly Dig. What a great selection of weekend picks. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You can find all the information for every one of Hillary's top picks and mine at our website, radioboston.org.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, Global Post journalist James Foley spent more than a month in a Libyan prison after being captured by forces loyal to dictator Muammar Gaddafi. He's back in Boston now, and we'll hear from him about his experiences.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Yes, and put a pretty dress on. Dolly said yes and put a white dress on. Dolly just said yes and put a pretty white dress on.